Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a rough hot pan style drop and polishing it into a tight, high energy jungle and old school DNB statement inside Ableton Live 12, with resampling doing most of the heavy lifting. And right away, I want to frame the mindset here. We are not trying to add a ton of new stuff. We are trying to make the existing drop feel more intentional, more expensive, and more dangerous. That's the game. In this style, polish does not mean clean and glossy. It means the groove feels believable. The bass talks back, the drums breathe, and the whole thing feels like it was built by hand. This is especially important in jungle and old school DNB, because groove credibility is everything. If the drums are too rigid, if the bass is too polite, or if every transition sounds like a preset riser, the track loses its edge fast. So our goal is to keep the energy raw, but shape it into something that hits harder on first impact and still keeps moving through the full 8-bar drop. The big weapon here is resampling. Instead of endlessly tweaking MIDI, we're going to print the drop into audio, chop it, process it again, and use those printed moments as new creative material. That is a very DNB way to work. Commit, react, reprint, refine. It's fast, it's musical, and it helps you make decisions instead of getting trapped in option overload. So let's start with the source. First, group your main elements into clear sections. Drums, bass, and FX or atmosphere. Keep your original MIDI or instrument chains intact, but create duplicate audio tracks for printing. Label them clearly, something like print drums and print bass. Then record 2 to 4 bars of the drop straight into audio. If you can, print both the combined drop and isolated stems. That gives you more flexibility later. And one important note here, leave headroom. Don't slam the print so hard that all the transient detail disappears. A good target is roughly 6 dB of headroom. You want enough punch to survive slicing and processing later. Once you have the audio print, the fun starts. The first thing we're going to polish is the drum break, because in this style the break is not just a loop. It needs to feel like a performance. Even if the source started as a loop, treat it like an edited break phrase. Slice it, rearrange it, and let tiny imperfections live. Keep the strongest snare or main transient as an anchor, then build around it. That slight human feel is part of what makes jungle breathe. On the drum bus, a good Ableton-only chain could be drum bus first, then saturator, then EQ8, then a light glue compressor. With drum bus, you're looking for control and attitude, not destruction. A moderate amount of drive, a little crunch if needed, and very careful use of boom. In jungle, too much boom can smear the groove. Then use saturator with soft clip-on, just enough to add edge and density. After that, EQ8 can clean up any harsh papery top end or weird low mid buildup. And finally, glue compressor should be subtle. We're talking maybe 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction on the peaks, not flattening the life out of the break. Now, here's where the character really starts to appear. Make tiny edits. Mute one ghost note every couple of bars. Shift a snare flam a few milliseconds late. Duplicate a tiny hat stab into the space before the backbeat. These small moves are what make the break feel edited by hand instead of looped by machine. And that matters, because the ear hears those microtiming changes as performance. A perfectly locked break can sound sterile. A lightly edited break sounds like it's driving the tune. Next, let's build the bass's 2 layers, sub and mid bass. The sub should be simple, mono, and locked in rhythmically with the kick and backbeat. Think sine wave territory, maybe from operator or waveatable, with very little movement. If you need a touch of dirt, add it gently with saturator or overdrive, but keep the fundamental solid. The mid bass is where the voice of the bass lives. This is where you can bring in Reese texture, slight attune, chorus movement, or a sampled growl. Keep it high passed so the sub owns the bottom. A range somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz is often a good starting point, depending on the patch. Now phrase the bass like a conversation with the drums. For example, the first 2 bars can be a short root hit, then bar 3 answers the break with a new syncopation, and bar 4 can lead into the next phrase with a pickup or a slide. In old school DNB, bass does not need to talk constantly. It needs to say the right thing at the right moment. This is one of the biggest mindset shifts in the lesson. Think in energy handoffs. The break hands off to the bass hands off to a fill, the fill hands back to the break. If everything is claiming the spotlight at once, the drop gets static. Now we print the bass too. Resample the sub and mid bass separately if possible, and also capture a combined pass. Once it's in audio, the weak spots become very obvious. That's actually a good thing, because audio makes the groove honest. If a note is too long, too late, or too messy, You'll hear it immediately. From there, start carving the best moments into usable phrases. Maybe you reverse a bass tail into the downbeat. Maybe you duplicate a transient into the end of bar 4. Maybe you pitch a short stab down a few semitones to make a grimier answer. Maybe you gate the first tiny bit of the audio so the hit punches harder. You can also use auto filter or frequency shifter on the resampled bass to create movement without going back to the synth patch. A little cutoff, automation, or a subtle frequency shift can make a static phrase feel alive. Keep it musical and restrained. We want tension, not sci-fi chaos. Now let's move into drop polish, which is where the section really starts to feel finished. A common mistake is reaching for generic FX spam. Big risers, random sweeps, big whooshes everywhere. But in this style, the best transitions usually come from the material itself. Resample a drum stab. Resample a bass hit. Print a reverb tail from a snare or a rim. Then turn those into transition objects. For example, you could create a reverse break inhale into bar 1 of the drop. You could make a stretched snare tail or bass swell into bar 5. You could build a glitchy half bar fill before the switch up. These are custom transition moments, and they feel more musical because they belong to the drop. Ableton stock devices are perfect for this. Reverb with a long decay can be printed and then chopped as audio. Echo can do a filtered throw on the last bass note before a phrase change. Grain delay can give you a more twisted jungle texture if you want something left field. Reverse can give you lift. Auto filter can create a low-pass sweep that feels natural because it's shaping something you already built. Then we move into arrangement logic, because a good DNB drop needs to evolve every 2 to 4 bars. A strong framework might look like this. Bars 1 and 2 are the main break and root bass. Bars 3 and 4 add a bass reply and a little extra drum ghosting. Bars 5 and 6 introduce a different drum texture or resampled chop. Bars 7 and 8 pull something away and create a mini dropout or fill into the next section. The important thing is variation through clip editing, not just automation everywhere. Duplicate your main drum clip and make tiny changes. Remove one kick. Add a ghost snare. Swap one break slice for a resampled fill. Maybe automate beat repeat only on the last half beat of bar 4. These little changes keep the section moving without making it feel like it suddenly became a different track. And that's very much the hot pants kind of polish we want here. Always moving forward, but still anchored. Never just everything on for 8 bars straight. Once the structure feels right, it's time to glue the drop together and check the low end in mono. On the drums group, use bus processing carefully. Drum bus into glue compressor into EQ8 is a very workable chain. On the bass group, stay more surgical. Utility, saturator, and EQ8 are often enough. If you put processing on the full drop bus, keep it very gentle. We're looking for cohesion, not mush. Then do a mono check. Put utility on the master or on a monitor group and set the width to 0. Listen very carefully. Does the sub disappear? Do the drums lose punch? Does the mid-bass suddenly take over and get woolly? If so, you need to fix the balance. Usually that means narrowing the mid-bass, carving some low mid buildup, or reducing overlap around the kick's fundamental. If the break gets harsh, tame the upper mids and high end a little, especially if the repeated hits start to sting. In DNB, mono compatibility is not optional. It's part of making the low end feel properly weighty. At this point, print the whole polished 8-bar drop again. This is your final truth print. Then listen like a selector, not like the producer who made it. Ask yourself, does the drop hit hard in the first few seconds? Does it still move after the first impact? Does it feel like it's going somewhere, or is it just repeating? It can be really useful to print 2 versions. Make one cleaner, with more headroom and less drive. Make another dirtier, with more grit and saturation. The cleaner one helps you judge balance. The dirtier one helps you judge energy. If the dirty print feels alive but the clean one feels weak, that tells you the arrangement still needs work. If both feel strong, you're in a good place. Now, let's talk about a few advanced ideas that can really level this up. One great move is a bar 2 micro switch. Keep the groove mostly the same, but swap one kick or snare slice only on the second bar. It's subtle, but it creates motion without sounding like a full section change. Another strong move is ghost bass alternation. Make 2 versions of the same bass stab, one full, one filtered and quieter. Alternate them every other phrase. That gives the bass a 2-voice identity without adding more notes. You can also layer a transient shadow. Resample just the front edge of a break hit or bass note, then tuck that tiny print under the main version. It adds definition and makes the groove feel more expensive without making the mix crowded. And for darker, heavier DNB, never underestimate the power of subtraction. Pull one drum layer for half a bar. Drop the bass for a moment before the switch. Leave a little silence. In this style, restraint creates impact. Finally, here's the key takeaway for this lesson. Resampling is not decoration. It is decision-making. If a print doesn't immediately suggest a new move, delete it. The best resampled material usually becomes a drum accent, a bass answer, or a transition wedge, not just extra atmosphere. Print with intent. Edit with purpose. Let the audio reveal what the groove really wants to do.